Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Samach, Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, Rabbi Elazar, Amar Afal HaKloim. So as we've been learning, Baruch Hashem, the sugyas of design mitzvahs b'nei noyach, Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that Klayim is one of the design mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Ask the Gemara, Menonim Ili, based on what does Rabbi Elazar have this opinion? Answer the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, the Amar Krop. The Pasuk in introducing the halacha of Klayim, the Pasuk begins with the words, Es chukaisai tishmru, behemtecha lai sabiya klayim, satcha lai sizra klayim, ubegid shatnas klayim lo yalo alecha. So the Pasuk begins with the words, Es chukaisai tishmru. What does the Torah mean with these words to teach us? Chukim shechachakti l'chakvar. These are rules the Torah is telling us that exist from previous times. They already apply to the Bnei Noach. What are those rules? Behemtecha loy sabir klayim. You're not allowed to have your animal mate together with, be worked with, to bait together with another animal. Sotchlos is a klayim. You're not allowed to graft two different types of trees together. But as all the Rishonim point out, even if we'll say that Klayim apply to Bnei Noach, only the Isser of mating animals together or the Isser of grafting trees together apply to the Bnei Noach. But the Isser of wearing shatnas, a beged, a garment made out of wool of linen, or the Isser of planting different types of seeds together will not apply to Bnei Noach. And actually, we need to understand why. Because, ask the Rishonim, starting with Tosfos on our Amud, if the basis for teaching us that Bnei Noach are Osir in Klayim is the Pasuk of Es Chukaisai Tishmurun, that Pasuk not only speaks about mating animals together and grafting trees together, that pasuk also speaks about not wearing shatnas. And furthermore, when we originally began speaking about the opinion of Rabbi Elazar at the beginning of our sugya, where Rabbi Elazar told us that klayim are one of the mitzvahs, one of the averus that the Bnei Noach have to be careful with, the Gemara actually did not quote this pasuk. The Gemara actually quoted the pasuk of Liminehu, as Oif Liminehu, different Liminehus that the Torah uses in Parshas Bereishis, which are directive to Adam Harishon to keep the species separate. So wow, and why is our Gemara quoting a new pasuk of As Chukaisai Tishmeru, and what happens with the pasuk of Liminehu? So the way Tosfos and the Maram Shik and the Maram helping us understand what Tosfos says actually it's a combination of both psukim. Liminehu only speaks about what is not strong enough to tell us that there's an isser, there's a prohibition for the Bnei Noach to do these different things. The pasuk of as chukaisai tishmurun, which says it's a chayk, which says it's a rule that must be followed, is required. On the other hand, the pasuk of Liminehu helps us understand where does the rule apply. And it only applies to what was by Adam Harishon. And Adam Harishon could have grafted two different trees. Adam Harishon could have mated two different animals. But the Torah never spoke to Adam Harishon about wearing shatnas. And therefore, if we need what was said to Adam Harishon to be part of the way we understand what part of this Isser applies to Bnei Noach and what part of this Isser doesn't apply to Bnei Noach, we need to combine actually both Pesukim, the Pasuk of Liminehu and this Pasuk of Eschol Kosei Tishmon. But that really only answered why Bnei Noach should not have a problem with wearing shatnas. But we also said that one of the issues that apply to us, but don't apply to Bnei Noach, is taking seeds of different vegetables or different grains and planting them together. Why is that not said to Bnei Noach? Explain the Rishon. When you graft two trees together, you get a third type of fruit. When you graft two types of animal together, you get a third type of animal, which is usur. When you plant different seeds together, you don't get different types of vegetables. A new vegetable isn't created. They may all grow next to each other, but it doesn't create a new min. And that's why it's not usur to Bnei Noach. And this question, if Bnei Noach are usur to graft trees or not, comes up as follows. Because the halach is that even if we'll say, as Rav Elazar says, that Bnei Noach may not graft trees together, it doesn't prohibit the fruit that grows from such a tree. And therefore, for example, a nectarine, which is the product of a grafted tree, is mutter to be eaten. We're allowed to eat it. The question is, can we make a shechiyonu on a fruit that is produced by grafting two different minim together? And I saw both Ramosha, the Shas HaTshuvas Michas Yitzchak, say that it's inappropriate to make a shechiyonu on a fruit that's a product of grafting, of klayim. Because according to the way we're learning in our Gemara, certainly for Yisrael to do so is usur, but even for a goy to do so is usur. So how could somebody make a bracha, they say, shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh, on a fruit that came about through an aveira? The Gemara now continues quoting the Braisa, even though this part of the Braisa, the Gemara in that quotes, has nothing to do with the sugyas that we're learning. Ma behemtech ba'avo, af sotch ba'avkova. The Torah puts together the isser of mating different types of animals with the isser of grafting different types of trees together. Ma behemtech. Now when you speak about animals being grafted together, that is a din that has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It would apply bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Teaches us the Braisa that the Pasuk is teaching us. Av satcha, so too when it comes to speak about grafting trees together, that then applies bein ba'aretz and bein b'chutz la'aretz, both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. As the Mefarshim explained, what the Gemara is teaching us is that the isser of harkava, of grafting trees, is not to be considered a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, which only would apply in Eretz Yisrael. Rather, it is to be understood as a mitzvah on the person. An individual is not allowed to make klayim, and therefore makes no difference in Eretz Yisrael or chutz la'aretz. Ask the Gemara if this is how we're explaining this pasuk. El ma'ata, if so, b'shmartem, the pasuk says, b'shmartem es chukosai ves mishpotai, which is the introductory pasuk where the Torah speaks about arayas. So why don't we say the same thing? Shchukim shechakti lechem kvar. And the pasuk will be teaching us that these dinim apply to the Bnei Noach. Ask Tosfos, what's that parsha that the pasuk of Shmartim es chukos v'shpishpatai speak about? It speaks about arayas. And arayas, actually, we have learned, everybody agrees, is one of the Zayin mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So what's the Gemara's question? So it is. It is applied to the Zayin to Bnei Noach. So I saw two answers to the question. One answer to the question is that that parsha doesn't only speak about the parsha of all the arayas, which indeed apply to Bnei Noach too, but also speaks about the Isanida, which only applies to Bnei Yisrael, not to Bnei Noach. So that's what the Gemara's question is. If we're going to say that whenever the Torah uses the words, v'shimartem es chukosai, it applies to Bnei Noach, so Nida should also apply to Bnei Noach. It's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that we learn that parsha. The parsha says, "V'shmartem chukos v'smishpatai, ashiyas oisam ha'odom v'chay behem." And actually, that's a very famous pasuk that the Gemara Masech the Yuma uses to teach us v'chay behem v'loy shiyomus behem. That even though we're supposed to obviously fulfill all of the mitzvahs Hashem gave us, and we're not allowed to transgress any of the averos, the halach is not up to pekuach nefesh. If the situation of pekuach nefesh, that supersedes everything. Except three averos. Gilarai, shvichstamim, and avodah zara. So obviously, The pasuk isn't speaking about gilui arayos, because the words v'chai behem actually don't apply to gilui arayos. It's talking about all the other mitzvahs. And those other mitzvahs and those other averus, b'nei noach actually are not obligated in. And that's why our Gemara's question is, how do we understand this pasuk? Answers the Gemara. Hasam, the Torah uses the word v'shmartem es chukaisai, which means chukaisai dehashta. I'm now commanding this chukim, and I'm speaking to Klai Yisrael. Hacha, but whereas the pasuk regarding Klayim, the wording is very different. There the Torah uses the words as chukaisai tishmrun. That means chukim demikara, the mitzvahs that were there previously, tishmru, I'm asking you to continue fulfilling, which means Klayim, which were there previously, applied to b'nei noach too. So our Mishnah spent time discussing the Isser of Mevarach as Hashem. And now our Gemara will go back into that sugya. Amr Shubakach, Amr Rav Achbar Yaakov, Ein Echayif, somebody's not chayif for this horrible Avera of Mevarach as Hashem, Ad Shivarach Hashem ben Abba Oisius. Unless he curses Yudkei Vavkei. Lefukei ben Shteim Oisius Deloi. If he only cursed the Shem Yudkei, not Yudkei Vavkei, that it's not considered Mevarach as Hashem. Asking a pshita, isn't that obvious? Because what did the Mishnah keep on using as the sample of Mevarach Shem? Yaka es Yoisi, Yaka Yoisi es Yoisi Tanan. And Yoisi is the four letter Shem. Answers the Gemara. Manatayim Nosso Balmahu Denokit. The Mishnah indeed might have used Yoisi as the pseudonym for what it means. But it doesn't mean strictly Yudke Vovke. It means any Shem Hashem, perhaps. Even Yudke, Kamash Malon. That no, it has to be specifically Yudke Vavke, and as we've discussed previously, Machloikas Rishonim, is it specifically Yudke Vavke, was Alef Dalet Nun Yud also included in Mevarach Hashem? Furthermore, I saw the Rishonim ask, why did Yossi, why did, you know, the people have the name Yossi, why did Yossi get the distinction to be the example of the name of a way of saying Mevarach Hashem? And possible pshat is because it has four letters, but there are other words with four letters. So one pshat I saw is that Yoisi is the gematria Elokim. That is the same gematria. So it makes sense. Another pshat that I saw is you take the word Yoisi, so you have Yud Vav Yud, is the gematria 26, which is the same gematria as Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then you're left with a Samach. Yoisi is a simen for Yudke Vavke, it's that word is to be used as a simon, somebody cursed the Yudke Vavke. Ikad Amri, Amar Vachba Yaakov, Shmamina, different version of this discussion, Shem Ben Abba Oisis Nam Yishem Hu, that if the Shem of Yudke Vavke is considered a shame regarding the Avera of Mavarach Shem. Ask them, what's Rav Achba Yaakov teaching us? Pshita, the Mishnah said, Yaakov Yoisi is Yoisi Tanan, Marataima Adi Ikad Shem Rabba, which we know, that there is a shame, not just the four letters, but there's a shame Hashem made up of 42 letters, which was only taught to the great people in Klal Yisrael, and the distinguished Kohanim, when they benched Klal Yisrael on the Beis HaMikdash, would say it quietly, and therefore perhaps only that is the shame where the Avera or Mekalos Hashem applies. I, the Mishnah, used the example of Yaakov Yoisi, it's Yoisi, which seems to be only a four-letter name, but it has to be the 42 name. No, that even the Shem Hashem of four letters is considered Mevarach Hashem. Nigmar Adin. So we learned as the Din Torah comes to a conclusion, they had to say exactly, the Edom had to say exactly what they heard, and the Bezdin stand. I'm the Minolon. How do we know that the Bezdin actually had to stand up? Answers the Gemara. So the Aruch Haner says, of course they had to stand. Because as we learned, and we're going to discuss this in a moment, they have to tear Kriya. And the halach is that tearing Kriya has to be done standing. So Aruch Haner says that the din that Kriya has to be torn standing is only when one is tearing Kriya on a relative. Here they're not tearing Kriya on a relative. So why must they stand? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Amid Amar Kro. The Pasuk in Shoftim discusses how Egloin, Melech Moav, was a horrible king. And he was treating Klal Yisrael terribly for 18 years until HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Ehud to save Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says, "Ve'ayid ba'ayilov." Ayiv comes to him. V'yoyishav elias hamikra. He's sitting in a chamber that they used to sit where they kept cool. Ashaloy levado, where he was there privately. V'yoyimad dvar elokim li elecha. I have a message from Hashem to you. V'yokam me'alkisay. Eglon immediately stands up. Says the Gemara. V'loy dvar kavachaymer. Let's listen to this kavachaymer. Oma eglon melech moyev. Shunachri. He was a nachri. V'loyada elabakinoi. The word elokim was used. Omad, still as soon as he shares Hashem's name, he immediately stands up. Yisrael, certainly when we're dealing with a bezdin of Yisraelim, the Shem and Mepharish, and they're going to hear the Shem and Mepharish, alachas kama v'kama, that they have to get up. So the Mishnah said, as we just mentioned a moment ago, they have to tear Kriya. Kriya Manola. How do we know that they have to tear Kriya? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, here too, Asher had sent Ravashka to attack Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk says, V'yovel Yochim el Chikyo, V'shivna ha-Soifer, V'yoyach ben Asav ha-Mesker, el Chizkyo, they came to Chizkyo, Kruei Begodim. They all came with their garments torn. Why? Because V'yigidolos de Rashka. I think it's exactly what Ravashka did. Did he curse Hashem, or did he speak badly about Hashem? But certainly they heard something that caused them to tear the Begodim, because Hashem's name was desecrated. And we learned that this tear, Loi Ma'achim, may not be repaired. Menolan, Amar Avua, Asi Kriya Kriya. We learn Xer Shavu the word Kriya. Ksiv Hacha, here as we just learned, the Pasuk uses the words Kruya Begodim. The Ksiv Hasim, and it says, as Elisha sees Eliyahu HaNavi, Ola, Bisora HaShemaima, Baliya Sharoya, Vumitzayek, Avi, Avi Rechav Yisrael, Ufroshav, Vilay Ra'oi, Oi. Afterwards, Elisha no longer saw Leo. And the Pasuk says, V'chazek v'begodov v'yikareim l'shnaim k'roim. Ask the Gemara, Yimashu shenem v'yikareim l'shnaim, that he ripped it in two, any day sh'k'roim. So obviously they were ripped. Matam loyma, why does the Pasuk have to use the word k'roim? Loyma l'shem k'roim l'oilam, that they remain torn forever, such a tear may not be repaired. And if we learn Xer Shava, so too will be the halacha here, that they may not be repaired. Says the Braisa, Tanaban Echad Shemeya, both the person who hears actually somebody, Rechmon Slon, being Mavarach as Hashem. Vechad Shemeya Mipi Shemeya, he doesn't hear him directly, he only hears it from an aid. Chayv L'Kroya must tear Kriya. However, the Mepharshim say, only the person who hears the person being Mavarach Hashem, or he heard Adam repeating it. A third party is already too far removed, and there wouldn't be that Chiv. The Adam, Ein chayovim l'kroya. The Edim have no obligation to tear Kriya when they repeat this to Bezdin. Shukfa karu b'shar sheshamu. Because they already ripped when they heard, and there's no need to rip twice. So the Mepharshim actually used this Gemara for a raya. We discussed when we began the sugyas of Mevarach Hashem, a machloikus of the Yerushalmi, and ostensibly the Bavli. This is one of the rayas that the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that when the Edim repeat what they heard, they don't have to repeat the entire klala. They just have to repeat the Shem Hashem they heard. So, say to Mepharshim, if that's all they're doing, so of course, every time they say the Shem Hashem, they should have to rip the Begadim. The fact that they don't have to rip the Begadim is because it's not the Shem Hashem in its own that causes the tearing. It's the entire statement. So for them, that the statement is not new, they don't have to tear Kriya. Those in the Bezdin who previously did not hear the statement, they have to tear Kriya. Ask the Gemara, V'chikaru b'shash shamu, if they tore Kriya when they heard, my hava, what's the difference? Chakashami hashta, they're hearing it now again. Answers the Gemara, Loisakadatach. Going back to that parish between Chizki and Ravashka. The Ksiv, V'hi kishmaya hamelech Chizkiyo, V'yikra es begodav hamelech. V'yikra es begodav hamelech Chizkiyo kara. Only Chizkiyo, who now heard it, tore his begodim. V'heim like kara, they didn't tear the kriya because he had heard it before. Ask Taisus. Taisus asks, Kashi doesn't give an answer. Taisus asks, when is the Shem Hashem repeated? When they're about to offer the psak. When Bezdin's about to give the psak, so our Mishnah, our Gemara teaches us that Bezdin can't give a final psak until they hear exactly what was said. Asks Taisvis, Chizkiya wasn't judging Ravashka. Ravashka wasn't there. Even we're going to learn in a moment Ravashka was a Jew, but he wasn't there. So how come they had to say the Shem Hashem? Taisva doesn't answer the question. Two answers that I saw to the question is that even though normally somebody is not judged Shloi Bifonov, specifically in a capital offense, Ravashka was such a terrible Rasha, it was a mumer, as the Gemara is going to say, him they made an exception and they judged him Shloi Bifonov, but Chizkiya had to hear the exact words that he used. One teretz. Another teretz is they didn't repeat to Chizkiya the entire statement. There was no need to tell him the entire statement. But they did say the Shem Hashem that Ravashka used, and that in itself, especially according to the Yishalmi, was enough to cause Chizkiya to tear Kriya. Amar Yehuda Mashmul, Hashmei Askumi Ayv Kachavim, if somebody hears a Shem Hashem from a goy, Ein Chayv L'Kriya. There is no Chiv Kriya. Ask the Gemara, Vim Tamir Ravashka. We keep on speaking about Ravashka. Answers the Gemara, Yisrael Mumahaya. It was Yisrael Mumer, and that's why it was a different halacha. Furthermore, says the Mechitz Chinuch, even though what Ravashka said was b'shlichus as a messenger of Melech Asher, that doesn't change the horrible aveira if somebody, if a Jew is Mevarech as Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Vamar Yehuda Mishmul, Ein Kayim El Hashem LaYuchad Bilvad. Only if we hear the Shem HaMiyuchad, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lefuke Kinoi Deloi. For Kinoi, there's no Chiv Kriya. However, says the Gemara, Pligid Reb Chiv Tavayu. This that we're learning, that you don't tear Kriya for Kinoi, and you don't tear Kinoi when a Goy says it, Reb Chiya argues on both of those halachas. Don Reb Chiya said, HaShemeya Asker B'Zman HaZeh, if somebody hears the Shem HaShem nowadays, and Chayv L'Kroy, he has no Chiv Kriya. Shim I At Oymekein, if you will not say such a psak, nesmala kol abregad proim. We're going to have a situation that people's clothing will become entirely ripped. Now ask, well, let's figure it out. Miman, who is Reb Chiya speaking to? Ilam Yisrael, if he's speaking about Jews, ask the Gemara, mi pikiri kulahai, are Jews that lax, that they mention Hashem's name in vain? El pshita ma'iv kachavim. Obviously, Reb Chiya is speaking about ma'iv kachavim. Ask the Gemara, if the halacha is that it's only considered Mevarech Hashem by Shem HaMiyuchad, V'Shem HaMiyuchad Migamiri, are Bnei Noach familiar with the Shem HaMiyuchad? El Alav, what must Reb Chiya be referring to? It's Bekinui. And what's Reb Chiya saying? B'Shamina B'Zman HaZeh Hu Deloi. Nowadays, since by Bnei Noach it became so common that they should use the Shem Hashem in vain, that's why we don't have to tear Kriya. Hamikara, it seems to be that earlier times, Chayiv, even though it's a Goy, even though it's a Ben Noach, even though it's Shem Hashem, it's only Shem Kinui. Shema Mina, the Reb Chiya argues, and he says that Bnei Noach, even with a Kinui, Kri is required. The Yad Rama makes an interesting remark. He says that even though Reb Chiya is saying that nowadays we don't have to tear Kriya when we hear the Shem Hashem, because unfortunately it's so common, that's only not the first time. The first time, no matter if it's common or not, it's such a horrible thing that you have to tear Kriya. Furthermore, I saw that the Tziv has a very nice way of explaining this machloikis between Reb Yehuda Mishmul and Reb Chiya, if by Akum and by Kinui, if there's a Chiyuv Kriya or not. What is the machloikis? He explains as follows. What is the reason Kriya is done? Is it because somebody did such a horrible aveira? Or is it because we're concerned about the Shem Hashem? If the concern is because somebody did such a horrible aveira, so then we're only concerned by Yisroel or the Shem HaMiyuchad. But if our concern is that the Shem Hashem was desecrated, so it makes no difference if it's Yisroel or Akum, or if it's the Shem HaMiyuchad, or it's a Kinui. Continues the Gemara. So what we had was that the first aid repeated exactly what he heard, and the second aid, we don't want him to repeat exactly what he heard. All he says is, Afani Kamaya, I heard what he heard. Amar Shlakish, Shmamina, from Al Gemara we see, Afani Kamayu, If the second eight doesn't repeat the entire testimony, all he says, Afani Kamayu ut kasha. Bedina Mamanis, or Bedina Nefashis. Bedina Mamanis and Bedina Nefashis, that's good enough. It's just Malahud of Rabbanan. Chazal said, we don't want to rely on that. We want the Eidim to articulate their testimony clearly. For Hocha Kivin Delayevsha. However, here we're referring to the Shem Hashem, or Kmur Rabbanan Adaraisa. Rabbanan said, Afani Kamayu will be good enough. Four says the Gemara. These sakadat the puzzle. If we're going to say the Afani Kamayu is totally disqualified, Hocham Shem Dalei Efsher, because we have a concern about the Shem Hashem, Katlina Lagavra will kill somebody, it must be that Afani Kamayu is good enough. It's only, Chazal said, don't rely on it, here they did. And it's actually a Shaila Aloch Lamais I saw. We all learned, more than once probably, the first Mishnah Masech to Gittin. The first Mishnah Masech to Gittin says that a Shliach who brings a get to Medina Sayam has to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. What will be the halacha if instead of saying it, the Bezdin asks him, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, was the shtar written and signed in front of you? And he says, hey, yeah. And then we don't have the eid anymore. Al Gemara is clearly telling us that l'chatchila eidim have to articulate their testimony. What will be the halacha? How far did the Rabbanan go with this rule? Is it that if it wasn't done this way, even with the evidence, it's not acceptable, or with the evidence would be maybe acceptable? It's actually machlok shoyim. We learned in the Mishnah further. Veshlishi oimer afani kamayu. If there's a third aid, he says afani kamayu. Says the Gemara, whose opinion does follow? Kiv the makish gimel shnayim. We had the opinion of Rav Akiva from Masech the Makis and Daf Hey, where Rav Akiva says the Torah says apishnei edim. A shloisha eidim yakum davar. The question is, why do you need three eidim if you have two eidim? And the answer is that if you have three eidim and one of those eidim become disqualified, the entire group becomes disqualified. Says the Gemara, that's pshat in our Mishnah. If we have a third eid, he has to say afani kamayu, and then if he gets disqualified, the entire group will become disqualified and their eidim will fall away. Rabbeinu Yoina attempts to say another pshat. He himself walks away from it. He tries to say the following pshat. He says maybe Al Gemara isn't following the opinion of Akiva. And maybe what it means is that if two Eidim say testimony, now if one of those Eidim become disqualified, I only have one Eid. So perhaps I should hear the testimony of the third Eid, that in case something happens to disqualify one of the two original Eidim, I'll have this third Eid in reserve. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's not a tenable pshat. Because we have a klal, we learned it many times at the beginning of the Masechta, v'tzila eida. We try to avoid conviction. To have eidim in reserve to get a conviction is clearly contrary to the approach of Bezdin. Says the Mishnah, and as the Mefarshim explained, our Mishnah continues giving examples how somebody can mechayiv rachmona l'tzlon misa skil. So the Mishnah says, "Oyved avodas kochavim," somebody worships avodas zara. Echra Oivid, if he worships, Echra Mizbeach, if he slaughters, Echra Makater, Tup Shat Makater, either he's Makter a carbon, he burns a carbon, or he burns incense, Vechra Menasech, pours wine, Vechra Mishtachve, and he bows down, Vechra Makabu Lalaka, Vaim Eli Eliyata. And here Rashi has Tup Shatim, and a Makabu Lalaka, Vaim Eli Eliyata. One Pshat Rashi suggests, is that it's really one law, one din. If you accept them as a god, how is that affected? By saying, Eliyata. That's one pshat Rashi suggests. Another pshat Rashi says is as follows. Rashi says that if the Mishnah were only to say, we would think that when is it considered Oyved Avodah Zarah? When you're standing, not you, when somebody's standing in front of the Avodah Zarah, and he says, you are my God. But what will be if he's not in front of the Avodah Zarah? That maybe it wouldn't be. That's why the Mishnah sets two statements. Hamakabal alav alaha, v'aymalai eili ata. These two statements are here to teach us that even shloi b'fonav, it's also considered Oyved Avodah Zarah. However, the Mashal says there is a nafkamina in din between if you're standing before the Avodah Zarah versus when you're not standing in front of the Avodah Zarah. Says the Mashal, when you're standing in front of the Avodah Zarah, there's a makabal of Allah. Just saying that you're going to worship the Avodah Zarah, that is already considered Oyved Avodah Zarah. versus when you're not standing right in front of the Avodah Zarah, they're saying Eliyata. You have to explicitly identify him as your God, then and only then is it considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. Furthermore, the Meshech Chochma says that this din of our Mishnah is the basis of a famous halacha. We know that typically, Machshav Ra Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'maisa. If somebody has a Machshav that he's going to do an Aveira, it's not counted like he did an Aveira. Except Avodah Zarah. Why? Because our Mishnah clearly teaches us that the entire act of Avodah Zarah is just in the mind accepting this as a God. Rachman al-Tzlan. I saw a beautiful vart from Rav Lubart. A gorgeous vart. We know that throughout Shas there's a rule, Mida Toiva Merubah Mida Pranius. Good is stronger than bad. So he says as follows. If our Mishnah teaches us that somebody just says to an Avodah Zarah, HaMekabel Lov Lelaha, Ha'im Alei Eli Ota, it's already considered that he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Think about the other way. If somebody declares, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is the right thing to do, Amida Toiva Merubah Amida Peronius, HaMetzchar, and what a wonderful, tremendous mitzvah the person gets for accepting Hashem as his God. Continues the Mishnah. Avam gafif, somebody embraces, v'menashach kisses, v'mechabit sweeps, v'merabit sprinkles, v'merachitz and washes, v'asoch, v'amalbish, v'amanol, oivet b'loisa say. That's not considered oivet avodah zarah. If, as the Rishonim, and we'll see clearly in the Gemara explain, if this is not the normal way that this avodah zarah is worshipped, but if it's the normal way that the avodah zarah is worshipped, of course that's considered oivet avodah zarah. Actually, our Mishnah is the basis for a very interesting question. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens, "Mabushcha shel Shabbos kam mabushcha shel Chol." Supposed to have a Shabbos suit. You're not supposed to wear your weekday suit on Shabbos. The question is, do you have to have special shoes for Shabbos? Are menalayim, are shoes considered part of the levush? And they use our Mishnah as a raya because our Mishnah has two separate words: hamabush v'amanol. So we see that nalayim are not included in minhag. There's actually another raya from the Birchas HaShachar that we say every morning. We make a bracha malbish arumim. We also know the bracha of she'osli called tzarki is for the shoes. So we see that shoes and clothing are two separate things. Continues the Mishnah. Hanoi de b'shmoi from a kain b'shmoi. If somebody makes a nether or a shvu in the shem of Avodah Zarah, I will be able to say. Two pshatim in the Rishonim, what the Mishnah is teaching us. One pshat is that one would think perhaps if noida b'shmoi or mekayim b'shmoi is such a horrible thing and it should be considered oivet avodah zarah, teaches us the Mishnah that still only a loisa say it's not considered oivet avodah zarah that there's a chiyuv misa. Another pshat that I saw is as follows, that the Mishnah is teaching us never, never is there a heter to make a neder or a shvua in the shame of avodah zarah. If you ever do it, you can never find a situation. Whenever you will do it, you'll be over at Leisa Say. Continues the Mishnah. Hapayr atzmel ba'al pa'or. The way pa'or was worshipped was by defecating in front of it. Zu avidosai. Hazarik evel makolos. Zu hi avidosa. There was the way the avoid was done by throwing racks at it. So I saw a very deep vart from the Bnei Yisoschar in the Sefer Agra de Kala. He says, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, La'olam yagras adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person should try to have the yetzer tov prevail over the yetzer hara. Nitzchai, mutav. Imlav, if not, yikra krishma. If not, yasik v'toira. If not, yasik aloi yoyim hamisa. Shenema rigzuv al tachtov. So he asked a very obvious question. If Yaskal Yom HaMisa works, why don't you go straight to Yaskal Yom HaMisa? So the answer is, we don't want to mention the Yom HaMisa, because that will bring a person to Atzvus. The better way is to do with Krishma, the better way is to do with Talmud Torah. However, he says, what was the Aveira? How did somebody come to worship of a desire by defecating in front of it? So the logic, the philosophy behind that Avodah Zarah was that everything is moistrous. Just like the waste that comes out of the body represents excess, everything else in the world is excess. Nothing in the world is important. A person who has such an attitude says the B'nai Yisachar. Torah, Krishma, won't work for such a person. The only way such a person will get back on the right track is by Yaskel or Yom HaMisa. So he says, that's pshat in the Pasuk. V'neisha begai, mul beis pa'or. If you're mul beis pa'or, if you're worshipping, or you're about, chas v'shalom, to worship beis pa'or, the only way you could overcome the Yetzer Hara is v'neisha begai, recognizing that you're going to end up in the kever, and that's the way the Yetzer Tov will ultimately prevail. Ask the Gemara, my echra oivin. What does the Mishnah mean with the words echra oivin? Didn't the Mishnah give us numerous examples of how somebody, chas v'shalom, worships Avodah Zarah? Answer the Gemara, Amar B'yemiya, hachi kam. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Echra oivin kedarka. If somebody worships an Avodah Zarah, that is the way that this Avodah Zarah is worshipped. Vechram is beach, vechram akat, vechram manasach, vechram mishtachva. Or these acts of slaughtering, makater, manasach, bowing, vafilu shloi kedarka, even if they are shloi kedarka, you will be considered oivin Avodah Zarah. Answers the Gemara, v'lach shivnami zayrik. So why don't we also mention zayrik? Ask Tosfos, if the Gemara is looking for all the avoiders that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, so then there are other avoiders that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Mekabel and Moilich. So why does the Gemara ask regarding those avoiders also that they should be considered an avoider zara? So the Rishonim give two answers. One answer is that we never ever find the Mekabel and Moilich anywhere in Tanakh where avoiders were ways that avoider zara were worshipped. So to take something that has absolutely no connection to Avodah Zarah and create it as an Avodah is a little of a stretch. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, as we're going to learn in a moment, this din is very much connected to the din of Shchutei Chutz, when you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside of the Azara. If somebody is Zoyrit the dam of a carbon Chutz La Azara, there's a Chiv for Shchutei Chutz. But there is no such a din by Mekabel and Moilich. And that's why the Gemara only speaks about Zoyrich, not about Mekabel and Moilich. Again, ask the Gemara of Lechshev Nami Zoyrich. Answers the Gemara, Omer Abaya, Zoyrich Hanem Menasech. Zoyrich and Menasech are actually one and the same. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Bal Askem, Asach Neskeim Midam. The Skeim is wine. What does it say? Dam. It must be that Nesach and Zoyrich are the same. Ask the Gemara, Menani Mili, and from here where do we know indeed that if you do an avoida shloi kedarka, it's still considered these avoidas over avoidas zara. Answers the Gemara. The Tana Rabbanan. Ili nema zoyvech yechram. Hayesi ayme bezoyvech kachem b'chutz akos b'daber. The pasuk speaking about somebody, I just spoke about this a moment ago, who brings a carbon outside of the yazara. Tama loimer. The Torah adds the word lalohim. That the pasuk is speaking about zaveach. Ainly el bezaveach. So I would know that this is only talking about somebody who slaughters l'shem avodah zarah, that he's always considered an oved avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara, however, mekater menasach minayin, that too is considered oved avodah zarah. So Rishonim asked the obvious question. Why don't we say that zaveach teaches us for all the other avodahs? Why do we need a separate pasuk for the other avoiders? Answer the Rishonim. We can't make a rule, unless we have such a Messiah. On our own, we can't say it. Another teretz that I saw is that because Zoveich is with the dam of the carbon, so that may give it a higher level avoider, that maybe only Zoveich always is considered an oivet avoider zara. How do I know it applies to other avoiders also? Says the Gemara, Tama Loimer, the Pasuk says, Bilti Lashem Levadoi, Rikan Avoidus Kulam Leshem Ham Yuchud. Lefish Yotz Zavich Laden Bavoidus Pnim, Menayin Lerabbis Hashtachavo. How do we know that Hashtachavo has the same din as Zvicha? That even if it's not the normal way of worshipping this Avoidus Zara, with Hashtachavo, if somebody is Mishtachvet at Avoidus Zara, he's Chayiv, Tama Loimer. The pasuk says, "V'yelech v'yavra lehem acherim v'shtachvu lehem." The samach lein. Then the pasuk says, "V'tseisa se'isha hu." So now, ask the mafarshim, if hashtachavah, the Torah is teaching us, somebody who's mishtachave to the avodah zara, even if it's shloi kedarka, even that's not the normal way it's worshipped, he's always chayiv, so why can't that serve as the pasuk to teach us for zoveich and mekater menasach? Why do I still need a pasuk for zoveich, mekater menasach? So I saw a very beautiful pshat. Hishtachavo. When somebody worships an avodah zara by bowing down, it's something that he's doing to himself. He bows down. Zoveich, he's not doing anything to himself. He's sprinkling blood. He's pouring wine. So Hishtachavo represents a much higher level of avodah than any other type of avodah. So if all the Torah with the teachers was only by Hishtachavo, we couldn't learn from Hishtachavo to other avodahs. Ask the Gemara, Oinu Shemana, we know there's a rule, we've spoken about it numerous times. Ain Oinu Shemana Kemas here. So this pasuk teaches us that Oinu Shemana, that this is considered Ovid Avodah Zorah, they should get the punishment for Avodah Zorah. However, as Har Menayin, Tamaloymer, Kiloy Sushtachave, Le'el Acher. Shtachave, bowing down to Avodah Zorah, is always awesome. Continues the Braisa, Yochoshni Marba, perhaps also on Begafif and Menashek and Menamel, that they too should be considered always in avodah for avodah zara. Tamalayim is zoveich. Zvika bechlal hoisa. Zvika was included in all the other ways of worshipping avodah zara. V'lama yotza. L'hakashala v'loim lo. Ma zvichem yuchedes. Shivich avodah z'pnim. It's an avodah that's done in the base of Migdash. V'chayovin ala misa. Af kol shavidah z'pnim. Chayovin ala misa. Yotzva ashtachavo. Ashtachavo, as I just said a moment ago, is leading ba'atzma. There's a special pasuk that teaches us that you always chayiv if you mishtach v'tavodah zara. Yotz zvich leading then klal kula, that all the other avoiders that are done in the base of Mikdash, if somebody rachmanon tzlan does it for an avodah zara, he's chayiv misa. Continues the Gemara. Omer mara yisi om v'zvech v'kutchim akosuv v'daber. The pasuk, the Gemara said, I would have had a havamina, that pasuk is not speaking about somebody who's shechting for avodah zara. Rather, the pasuk is referring to somebody who brought a carbon b'chutz. Ask the Gemara, how can we suggest that pasuk is talking about somebody who bringing a carbon outside the azara? That oynish for zoveich b'kotchim b'chutz is karasu, and that piece pasuk says that somebody who does that avera is chayiv mises bezdin. So how can we even have a havamina? Ask the Gemara that pasuk is talking about zoveich b'kotchim b'chutz. Answers the Gemara. In the Havamina of the Gemara assumed, ki asrul bay, as we find by Shabbos, that there's a different oynish if the person doing the Aveira was prior warned, was not warned. And I would think that if he was warned, don't bring that carbon outside the Azara, and he still does it, Tali's Chai Mises Bezdin, kiloy asr bay, and if he wasn't warned, and he did it b'mezid, then that's a chiv kares, and that's how I would explain the pasuk. Only because the pasuk adds the word lalayim, do we know that the pasuk is not talking about zaveich kachim b'chutz? And indeed, the halacha by zaveich kachim b'chutz, no matter even if it was done with warning, is only a chiyuv karis. And that pasuk is talking about somebody who's zaveich, rachman tzol l'shem avodah zara, that he's considered an avodah zara with a chiyuv skila.